Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 23rd. The grains closed lower with July corn down 4¾ cents, closing at 389¾. July beans down 7 cents, closing at 821½. And July wheat down 2½ cents, closing at 470¼. Well, we started the day off on the firm side. The rains continue to fall. Chicago got hammered. Looks like most of the Midwest is going to get hammered again on Saturday. July corn went up, made a double top at 399. December made a new high today at 416¾. But unfortunately, we broke everything off the highs. We broke the corn 12 cents off the highs. We broke the beans 17 cents off the daytime highs. 18 cents. We broke the wheat better part of 19 cents off the highs. That was due, in my opinion, to this absolutely nonsensical statement that the USDA put out about this conference call. They said there's going to be $14.5 billion for direct payments to farmers. You're going to get part of it in July or August, part of it in the fall, and part of it next year. There was no mention of any dollar amount, so you got to assume they're keeping the $2 on beans, the 63 on wheat, and the 4 cents on corn, but nobody knows. They did make a comment about the payments being tied to 18, and that if you go in and put in more acres than you did in 18, the payments won't apply to any additional acres, which I thought was positive to the beans, but they broke the beans anyway. At any rate, they really didn't tell us much here. What they did announce was incredibly confusing and didn't make a lot of sense, not only to me, but Rich Feltus, who was one of the brightest ag economists in the country, who was the R.J. O'Brien analyst. He made a comment, goes, "I don't know what this means." So, you know, there were a lot of part of it that were very vague and very confusing. So, what bottom line is, we had a setback in the markets today. The corn's been overbought. I think we've been up 8 straight days. One day of down action, closing down 4¾ cents, really isn't that bad. We've corrected the overbought conditions quite a bit in here. So a little bit of respite in this market, again, I think is healthy. The beans, if we could ever close over 840½, I think we would lead this thing higher. I think guys are selling beans, looking for these payments, and they better hope they get the beans in the ground is all I can say. The wheat market has been suffering because the dollar has been so strong. We're down 15 ticks in the dollar. One thing that might have put a little bit of pressure on the grains, crude oil is down $3.50 a barrel here. I didn't see the reasons for it. You would think with the tension in the Mideast, crude oil wouldn't be down $4 a barrel, but the stock market is down 400, and that certainly may have had something to do with the crude oil. If the Dow futures closes under 253.26 today, I think it opens the door for lower prices in this Dow. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.